Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Good afternoon and welcome to our special Christmas Eve broadcast. I hope that you are enjoying festivities surrounding this beautiful time of year. Now let us prepare our hearts to worship the newborn King. Rejoice, for God is with us. Emmanuel.
In the darkness of our world shines God's holy light.
Now there is reason to hope, to love, to laugh, and to live.
God is truly with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God.
As we have journeyed through Advent, each candle has marked the way to Christmas, guiding us to the manger to greet Jesus, the newborn King. The first is the candle of hope. The second is the candle of joy. The third is the candle of peace. And the fourth is the candle of love. Tonight, on this Christmas Eve, we celebrate the gift of Christ who came into the world to live among us and to show us the divine light of God. We light the center candle to honor Jesus, who is the light of the world. We give thanks to God for the gift of Jesus who brings to each of us hope, joy, peace, and love.
Eternal God, this holy night is radiant with the brilliance of your one true light. May the light illuminate our hearts and shine in our words and deeds. May the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love represented by the birth in Bethlehem this night fill our lives and become part of all that we say and do. May we share the divine life of your Son, Jesus Christ, even as he humbled himself to share in our humanity. Amen.
Let's say together our opening prayer.
Gracious God, whose Spirit sang the world into being, who fills our lives with angels, who calls forth ordinary people to participate in the extraordinary things. We give thanks for your presence in our lives at every moment, supporting and assisting us at every turn. We give you thanks that in the gift of Jesus, you show us what it means to love and to serve you. May we learn from him who was born in that lowly stable and follow his loving example as we journey in faith. This we ask in the name of Emmanuel, Jesus, your Son. Amen.
And we say together the prayer of confession.
God of stables, stars, and surprises, of light and hope and new life, open our eyes and hearts to your presence in our world. Open us to your grace, that we may hear once again the song of the angels, lighting up the night sky with good news, and respond with a song in our hearts. Be born again into our hearts and lives this night. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you, and free you from all your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. We hear God's word, the Christmas story. The first reading, the birth of Jesus announced to Mary and Joseph. A reading from the book of Luke, chapter 1, beginning at the 6th verse. In the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. And now your relative, Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The canticle is from the first book of Matthew, chapter 1, beginning at the 18th verse. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus.
Who are we, O God,
that you should come to us? You have visited your people and redeemed us in your Son. As we prepare to celebrate his birth, make our hearts leap for joy at the sound of your word, and move us by your Spirit to bless your wonderful works. May we be one with you and one with each other, working together to build a world of peace, hope, and love. In the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, we pray.
A reading from the book of Luke, chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. The birth of Jesus. In those days, the decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth to Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child.
A reading from the book of Luke, chapter 2, beginning at the 6th verse. While they were there, time came for her to deliver her child. And Mary gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord hath made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. We come together on this most holy night to hear again that wondrous story. We hear again the story that has been part of our lives for as long as we can remember. Perhaps you heard it first while sitting on a parent's knee. Or maybe you donned a bathrobe and wore a tea towel over your head and participated in a Christmas pageant. Maybe you were the one who put Jesus in your family's nativity scene on Christmas morning. The story of the birth of Jesus is very special and very personal to each one of us. And throughout our lives, we have been drawn into it, invited to jump into it as though we're part of that nativity scene ourselves. The story of the first Christmas is filled with ordinary people like you and me, people who find themselves as part of a greater divine plan unfolding. We meet Mary, a young girl who, like all the girls in town, is getting ready to take her place in community life as wife and mother, living a simple life, much like her mother and grandmothers before her. Her betrothal to Joseph, an older man, an established carpenter, would mean that she would not want for anything. Her life would be stable and comfortable. Now, encountering an angel who brought her that stunning, impossible message was like dropping a bomb into all those plans. After that encounter, nothing could be the same in her life. And if she said yes and agreed to be the one to give birth to the Son of God, it meant certain scandal and disgrace for her and for her well-respected family. It meant a break with her engagement to Joseph, who would certainly feel angry and betrayed by her. By saying yes to God, young Mary risked everything, including being stoned to death, or at the very least, cast out from everything she knew. But here was an angel of God. Here was a holy request. Mary understood what was being asked of her. And yet, without hesitation, she agreed to the angel's invitation. And for Mary, life would never be the same. Now for Joseph, news that Mary was with child was bitterly disappointing. He was an established, trusted member of the community, impeccable lineage going way back to King David. He was a kind man, and while he was shaken, he didn't wish to publicly humiliate Mary or her family. His plans for a life with her and providing for their family simply dissolved with that news. Until the angel came to him in a dream and explained the whole situation. And then Joseph showed strength of his faith by being obedient to the angel's words. And the next day, upon waking, he brought Mary into his home to care for her. These are ordinary people called to do extraordinary things for God. And they both knew the risks. But that encounter with the angel of God transformed them. they didn't know what lay ahead for them. But the angel had told them not to be afraid, that with God all things are possible. And through the eyes of faith, they knew this to be true. For us, hearing this story, our 21st century logical minds may kick in. We may think to ourselves, why did they take that risk? Mary's life was on the line. She could have been killed. And Joseph would look like a fool taking her home while she was pregnant with a child that was not his. And my favorite, there they are on that donkey on that long trip to Bethlehem. Mary's very pregnant. Surely God could have arranged better travel for them. Why would God entrust his son to a young girl, a virtual nobody? It doesn't make sense. I've heard all these questions. And for many people, the Christmas story is just a nice story. And angels, please. Seen with the eyes of the world, it's a Hallmark movie. Zoom into the manger at the end of the movie with Mary looking lovingly at Joseph, while the Christmas star beams on the stable, lighting up the baby in the manger, and then the angel chorus begins to sing and fade out. But seen with the eyes of faith, we are presented with a different story. We see the courage and the obedience that it takes to follow God's plan. It's an answer to a waiting nation's prayers. It's a divine plan unfolding. And there is no Hallmark happy ending for Jesus, because we know, even if he shines in the manger on the day of his birth, that he will suffer and he will die on a cross for us later in his life. So tonight, we come to welcome the one whom we call the Christ, the Messiah, the one whom the prophet Isaiah called the Almighty Counselor, the Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us. Throughout our lives, year after year, we've come before the manger and we've looked at that tiny baby. Some years we may feel empty and distant, our lives too busy and hectic to really feel that connection. And other times, when our hearts are so full that we want to pick him up and rejoice with his parents, when our hearts sing and we want to tell him how much he means to us in our lives. Because we do know the end of the story. We do know what God does for us in this tiny babe. We know that his arrival means that we will never have to be afraid and that we'll never be alone, that we are part of a greater kingdom built on love, and that we have a place in heaven in God's eternal kingdom because of this heavenly child. So there's much to celebrate as we gather around the manger. Here, we're invited to rekindle our own connection to our loving and gracious God, who is active in our world and active in our lives. We are invited to hear the song of the angels, who are present in our lives too. Under God's loving direction, they guide and direct us as we negotiate through each day, comforting and encouraging us when we're lost and afraid, calling us always to remember that with God, all things are possible. This is the night when God breaks through the mundane, ordinary lives of men and women. God enters our lives at Christmas, bringing us the message that we're not alone, that we are loved so much that Jesus, Emmanuel, will be one with us, experiencing the fullness of life, the good and the bad. So on this holiest of nights, as angels sing and shepherds praise, as a young mother far from home wonders at the gifts fit for a king, we know in our hearts that nothing can be the same. When God breaks into our lives, we cannot see the world in the same way. For nothing is impossible with God. as we come to the manger. We know this scene so well. We also know the rest of the story. We know that this child, this beloved of God, will teach about love, heal the sick, raise the dead, and invite us to understand how supremely we are cherished by God. This is the good news, the glad tidings, the reason the angels sing and our hearts soar with indescribable joy. When we face challenges, when the unexpected shakes us, when the road hits a dead end, when we feel lost and afraid, remember the Christmas star, the amazed shepherds, the happy new parents, and that beautiful baby laying in the bed of straw. Emmanuel, God with us. Our Savior, our Redeemer, has come. And we are loved and we are blessed. We are Christ's own forever in this life and in the life to come. Thanks be to God for the gift that comes to us at Christmas. May our faith be increased, and may love light our way to the stable, where we kneel before the newborn King. O come, Emmanuel, be born in us today. Amen.
A time of intercessory prayer. In our prayers this morning, we offer before God those in any need or distress. For those who are sick, especially for those whom prayers have been requested. Reverend Pat and Dave, Reverend Carol and Wayne, Phyllis and Pat, Reverend Charlene, Anne, Father Philip and girls, Reverend Jeanette, Julie, CJ, Chris, Tricia, Kywin, Diane, Laura, Nancy, Paul, Jordan, Christine, Mia and Chloe and children, D, A, Sharon, D, Lawrence, Jess, Rob, Martin, Ken's brother, Robert and Alba, and any others known to us. For people across the world who are experiencing challenges, we pray for our own needs and concerns, knowing God hears the prayers of our hearts and is already working out solutions for our highest best. For those who have died, Nadia, and for their loved ones grieving the loss, and for all who have requested our prayer, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
In joyful expectation, let us pray to our Savior and Redeemer, saying, Lord Jesus, come soon. O wisdom from the mouth of the Most High, you reign over all things to the ends of the earth. Come and teach us how to live.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O Lord and head of the house of Israel, you appeared to Moses in the fire of the burning bush, and you gave the law on Sinai. Come with outstretched arm and ransom us.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O branch of Jesse, standing as a sign among the nations, all kings will keep silence before you, and all people will summon you to their aid. Come, set us free, and delay no more.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, you open, and none can shut. You shut, and none can open. Come and free the captives from prison.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O morning star, splendor of the light eternal and bright sun of righteousness, come and enlighten all who dwell in the darkness and in the shadow of death.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O King of the nations, you alone can fulfill their desires. Cornerstone, you make opposing nations one. Come and save the creature you fashioned from clay.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O Emmanuel, hope of the nations and their Savior, come and save us, Lord our God.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. On behalf of the Community Catholic Church, I bring you blessings and good tidings. May this be the best Christmas of all, and every blessing for your new year. Go now in peace. Never be afraid. God will go with you every hour of every day. Go now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true. Know God will guide you in all you do. Go now in love and show you believe. Reach out to others so all the world can see. God will be there, watching from above. Go now in peace, in faith, and in love.
May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the Magi, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God. Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.